Well, we thought it might as well be time to start something new, introducing the Sun Belt Sickos. My name's Jack Fitzpatrick, and every week I'll be joined by Bennett Conlin to dive into the world of Sun Belt athletics.
Cannot wait. We'll have a specific focus on football, basketball, and of course the diamond sports. We're both JMU grads, so we will assure you that we'll push aside our bias, dive deep into the happenings of the Sun Belt on a weekly basis. There might be some coastal, anti-coastal bias, but other than that, no bias.
I think we can all agree on an anti-coastal bias on a Sun Belt podcast, unless, of course, you're a coastal fan. But we'll talk with beat writers around the conference, fellow sickos, diehard fans, some top-notch analysts, really anyone that wants to talk to us. We'll talk to them about the wonderful world of Sun Belt sports. Our aim is to give you a glimpse into the Sun Belt, a glimpse that no one else, we think at least, no one else can offer. We'll provide insights that can't be found anywhere else.
We started JMU Sports News nearly 5 years ago and bring a wealth of podcasting knowledge to the table. I work in sports with Better Collective, where I write about sports betting. So hopefully we'll have some sports betting analysis on here, previously covered UVA's athletic department. So we know what we're doing. We have a quite the background working in sports, writing about sports, podcasting about sports. And we think that gives us a unique chance to add some Sun Belt insights.
Yeah, over double digit years now between us.
Yeah.
Our knowledge of covering sports, specifically JMU, CAA, Sun Belt now, and even on the national ranks. I worked on the social team at CBS Sports before joining an up-and-coming sports book to build out their digital content strategy. So yes, sports betting will be a major point of emphasis throughout this entire podcast adventure. Bennett and I have worked in sports. We've been covering sports, like I said, for a number of years. We watch football games with an eye for details, along with a nice cold one in our hands at times. But when we're watching, we don't just watch to see JMU beat up on Coastal and be able to lift the Kings of the East poster post-game. We want to figure out why Grayson McCall has been so successful in his Coastal career, or even how JMU was able to jump on the FBS stage and play exceptionally well. Why is Arkansas State so bad? What is Frank Gore Jr. doing with Southern Miss? Still, why has he not entered the transfer portal?
Quarterback, running back, he can do it all.
Yeah, exactly. He should be in the transfer portal.
He should be. I mean, everybody else is in there. So for us, just telling you what happened and how isn't the goal, and it won't satisfy us. We want to tell you the details of what goes on, how it happens, break down why it happens. You know, truly, we're sickos. We are Sun Belt sickos, and we want to dive deeper into the amazing world of Sun Belt sports. We feel like there is a need for that, and we can help fill it.
Yeah, so join us every week. We'll be dropping a new podcast between 30 minutes and an hour long, breaking down sports betting lines. We'll be breaking down what happened the previous week and previewing what's going to happen the upcoming week. We'll do power rankings. We'll do everything you guys want. So give us a follow on Twitter at SunBeltSickos and get along for the action. We'll talk to you guys next week.